I'm speaking today with David Goldberg, who is one of the candidates for the City Council special election. David, I'm going to start you off with a question I've been asking everybody, which is, why are you running?
It's pretty simple. I want to serve my community. I like to say that some people volunteer in homeless shelters and some people give their time and money to where the causes. Well, I want to serve my community the best way I can.
All right. What do you think you bring to this race that nobody else does?
Well, two things. Idealism and, I guess, for lack of a better word, purity. Being young myself, I see that as an advantage, really. I don't owe anyone to where I am today. I've done this myself. And because of that, I can go into the office with integrity and honor. That's something that's tough to find in current politics these days.
All right, well, let's talk about your age for a second. You're 18?
Yes, sir.
Currently a high school senior?
Yes, sir.
So you're in class during the day?
Yes, sir.
All right, when do you find time to campaign?
Well, you know, it hasn't been a problem. I'm going to Civic Association meetings. I was at the CIP meetings, the capital improvement meetings in the last couple weeks. It just works. I've always been busy all my life with activities and community projects, and leadership projects, and it's always worked out. And this is it's just one more example. Spring break is next week, and I'd like to see that. I think that's gonna be my campaign blitz. I'll be out on the streets, door to door, meeting people one by one. And that's what's gonna win this election, one handshake at a time.
You know, what do you encounter any? I don't know if resistance is the right word, but disbelief from people who look at you and say, "What's a kid like you doing running for office? What are your qualifications?"
Yeah. Well, of course I get that reaction, but I think within a few minutes of sitting down with me, you see that I'm competent, and they have a lot of more experience under my belt than a lot of other people that come up to politics. From my time in the Texas Army State Guard, working for Green Mountain Energy, from my time working at the George R. Brown Convention Center during Hurricane Katrina, I've been serving my community the best way I can for as long as I could. And I think if anyone doing it at any age is a great thing. So once you sit down and listen to me, you're going to see, I think most people do realize that I'm serious, I am here to win, and I'm here to serve.
Now, you are related to, I forget if he's current or former at this point, former council member Mark Goldberg. What is the relationship, and has he given you any advice on how to run and or how to serve?
Well, he's my second cousin. A lot of people like to say my uncle, but that's not the case. My decision to run for city council was on my own. I didn't even talk to him. He was not involved in that process. But he is guiding me right now. He spent 6 years in the office. He knows how the system works, and he has a lot of wisdom to give to me. So I'd be a fool not to partake on that.
Would you say you are ideologically similar to him or different from him?
You know, it really depends. I'd say I'm a little bit more in the center than him, but just a little bit. I really, as far as ideologies, I don't think ideologies find themselves in local politics very often. It's never really about broad issues, about very small, very local issues that are important. Stuff like, there's no real ideology in who's going to pick up your garbage or what your water bill is going to be. And that's the kind of issues that come to city council. That's what's really important to people, too. That's what affects their day-to-day lives.
Okay. Generally speaking, city council has acted in consensus with Mayor White. Do you foresee yourself being part of that consensus, or do you see yourself being more in opposition?
Well, it depends what the consensus is towards. One of the benefits of my age and my stature right now is that I'm not looking towards how am I going to get a voted in next time, how am I going to elect it, who's going to be my friend. It's about doing what's right. So if that means getting on the wrong side of the mayor, that's a risk I'm willing to take.
Okay. What would you say are your top issues, and what do you hope to do about them?
Well, one of my biggest issues is fighting crime. And the way I want to do that is by instituting a Houston Police Department Reserve Program. pretty much what happens is a normal citizen in good standing can be fully certified and trained on a part-time basis as a police officer. Same badge, same gun, and same powers and responsibilities. But instead of working full-time as a full-time career police officer, they volunteer part-time shifts. This is working for the Harris County Sheriff's Department, who has, to my knowledge, about 70 reserve officers, and pretty much every major municipality in the country is making use of a program like this. So given that with Houston, we're approximately 1,000 police officers short of what we need, and we're spending last year we spent $52 million in overtime to fill in the gap, a program like this would at least eat into that massive overtime charges and increase police on the street. And most of all, it would create an atmosphere for participation between citizens. And that's the key. We got to work as partners to move past where we are right now. We can't just depend on the government to get things done. We have to work as partners and neighbors. And that's what I really want to work towards.
Okay.
Letting people who want to do good things, put them in a position to do that.
Other issues?
Also, I want to work on improving Houston's green space. Right now, Houston ranks number 8 in green space per capita, which I really think is unacceptable given our massive amounts of space. So what I want to do to increase green space is use private-public partnerships where, for instance, Discovery Green downtown, where the city bought the land across from George R. Brown Convention Center. But the developers and landowners around the area created a nonprofit association which is going to be responsible for developing and maintaining the park. So for relatively little expense to the city, we're getting a great new green space for the citizens in the area, and especially in the forefront of what tourists and visitors in the city see. And also, we're going to be increasing land value for the developers and owners around it. It's a win-win situation. And it's, again, we're partners. It shows how we're partners in this community. We're not just dependent on the government to do things. We're going to work together. We're going to utilize all our assets and resources of the city. And that's the way you're going to end up increasing overall quality of life. And that's the goal, increasing overall quality
of life. Now, of course, most of the power in city government resides in the mayor's office. He sets the agenda. City council, relatively speaking, is weak. What is your plan to get your issues onto the agenda and, you know, bring them to, you know, to some sort of completion?
Well, it's about, I think when presented with a good thing to do, with a good idea, it really can't be rejected. It's the matter, the main way to do work is about being honest and putting it in the forefront to the public view. I think one of the unique parts of this, me being so young, is that when I do go into office, the spotlight's going to be on me. People are going to be watching almost every moment to see how I act. And when it comes time to do the right thing, and there's resistance towards that, we're going to see how media and the public responds.
Okay. One of your issues is crime. You know, recent crime statistics that have been touted by HPD show a decrease in crime lately after a spike in 2005. Do you believe that the current trends for crime are good, or do you disagree with what is being presented? And what do you think HPD should be doing to help things along?
Well, I mean, of course, the trends downwards are great. I'm concerned with that there's still an increase in violent crimes. And from current reports, I'm hearing more and more about petty crimes, which really impact people just as much as major crimes as well. And it really comes down to putting more officers on the street. And by instituting this reserve program, we're opening up a whole new pool of possible police officers. Now, in the past year, we expanded the police academy spaces to, I believe, is 475 spaces. And last year, 350 spaces were filled. We have excess capacity to put boots on the street. We just need to open up the spaces to people who want to serve on a part-time basis. It's working throughout the nation. I don't see a reason why it won't work here in Houston, too.
Okay. Last year, after the tragic slaying of an HPD officer, the Houston Police Department revised some of its policies on illegal immigrants and checking people's immigration status. Do you agree with the steps that they took, and do you think there's anything more or they should be doing, or do you think they should be scaling it back?
Well, as it stands right now, illegal immigration is a crime. And I don't see how we can, until that law changes, I don't see how we can go past non-enforcement. And that's what we're talking about. Not inquiring about immigration status and trying to...
I think the point is HPD is now going to do more for people that they are picking up on a crime. The controversy was whether or not they should be inquiring about people's status as the initiation of their contact.
I look at immigration status and inquiring about it, just like inquiring about other warrants and other crimes. People don't have a problem with that, so I don't see why we can't also ask, are you here legally? Are you following the law? And I think that's the job of the Houston Police Department, to enforce the law as it stands now.
I guess the question is, do you believe HPD should be seeking out people and people who are not, they wouldn't otherwise be arresting, pull them over to check their status?
Well, that's unreasonable. That's unreasonable, just for the same reason. We're not pulling random people over and saying, hey, do you have warrants on you right now? But in the course of an investigation, it would be irresponsible to not inquire whether the law
is. So you do basically agree with the changes that they made?
As it stands now, I don't believe in pulling people over for the sole reason, but if there's a possibility, it should be pursued.
Okay. All right. Another topic that's been in the news in Houston has been historic preservation. City Council just took action to impose a moratorium on demolitions in Old Sixth Ward for a little while. There's a new plan put forth to grant historic designation and a property tax waiver to some commercial buildings that meet certain standards. What's your opinion of this, and what, if anything, do you think City Council should be doing in general to abet preservation efforts?
Well, I'm a firm believer in property rights, and people should be able to do what with their land within reason, what they want to do with it. But at the same time, I do believe that Houston's history and our roots it should be treasured. I think that's good in the long run for the economy, and it's great. It's great for our city as a whole. I think the city should really treasure our current history, and we should move towards working together. Where, for instance, the River Oaks Theater, there's questions of tearing that down. I think there really is a middle ground on that, where we can develop the area, but at the same time preserve the historical roots of it. And that's, again, we have to work together. We have to move past black and white, and the government doing things on our behalf. We should be able to work together and do things for our betterment and everyone together.
Okay. Mayor White has been in the news for pushing benzene reduction in the atmosphere, targeting some chemical plants that, in this case, are mostly outside of Houston's borders. There was some pushback from other area mayors on this. What do you think of this effort?
Well, like I said before, the purpose of local government is to increase quality of life. So when we start talking about benzene emissions, that is significantly impacting that in the negative. So I applaud the mayor's efforts in using the current structure and the current laws to pursue damages that directly affect our citizens. He's protecting our citizens and our children. And I understand the turf wars. I understand the turf wars with other mayors. And again, I really think it's in the common interest of everyone to pursue a cleaner environment within this capacity.
Okay. Mayor White recently rolled out a proposal for what's called pay or play, where firms that do contract work for the city would be required to either provide health care benefits to their employees or to contribute to a fund that would help to cover the cost of uninsured sick people. What do you think about this?
Well, I think this is a great leveraging of the power that the city has through their money. We can do this because contractors are so need us. They need to be working for the city. So I think it's very reasonable to leverage our current funds to improve the quality of life and services for our citizens. This pay or play initiative is just is a great way to serve our citizenry. And again, if the contractors are unwilling to do the business on this terms, it's just a part of the business.
There was a proposal that went along with that to join with Harris County to form basically like an insurer of last resort for people who have limited income, where you know, they would contribute something, government would contribute something, employer would contribute something to bring more coverage to people. Do you think this is a worthwhile effort?
Well, I want to really stress about personal responsibility and being able to, I think the end goal for anyone is being able to take care of your own needs on your own basis. But for people who aren't able to reach that goal, whether it's just overall poverty or just whatever situation, I think a system where we're working all together as partners is a great system. I do not advocate people being dependent on the government for their everyday lives. But I think if the people can work with the government, other government agencies can work with other government agencies to improve quality of life, I think it really works out.
All right. Continuing on that theme, one of the issues Mayor White brought up in his State of the City address was a call to Houston to reduce its per capita energy consumption, its per capita miles traveled, and to reduce the amount of solid waste that it produces, to create a fund that would find a way to help cut down on that. What do you think of those efforts, and what specific steps would you like to see the city take towards those ends?
Well, I think all those efforts are a good step in the right direction. It's all about reasonable efforts to make a big difference in our environment. The city, more and more often you're seeing the city utilize hybrid cars. There are in any practices which help the environment and really will save us money in the long run, I think is a great way to serve the citizens of Houston. And what I want to work on is working with other government agencies to make that to continue on that track, to maybe hold our neighboring government entities to the same standards, to work together, because again, it's all about improving quality of life, and measures like that really do make a big difference.
Okay. Last year, City Council extended its smoking ban from restaurants to bars, though there are still some exceptions for things like outdoor patios. Would you have voted for that, and do you think there's anything more that needs to be done in that area?
Well, I'm very hesitant to legislate the personal habits of others. But in this case, when you're talking about a public settings and with bars and restaurants being very, I guess, intimate, I can definitely understand how we want to limit secondhand smoke. And I think we need to stop it as where it is right now, honestly. We need to make sure that we're not infringing on people's rights to live their lives within a reasonable means.
Okay.
So, yeah.
City Council, as you know, city offices in general have term limits of 3 2-year terms. There's been some talk. In fact, Garnet Coleman has filed a bill to change that, possibly extend it to 6 2-year terms or 3 4-year terms. Other people have talked about 2 4-year terms. Do you have any opinion on this?
Well, I think the 2-year terms are too short, because you get one year of actual work, and then by that second year, you're already talking about running again. I would definitely be in favor of at least a 3-year term or even a 4-year term, which I think that'd be the most efficient use of our elected officials.
Would you want to see city officials being allowed to serve longer than 6 years?
I'd understand a moderate increase, maybe to 8 years, maybe 2 4-year terms would be very reasonable. I do believe that people, that we do need to be assured of a changing atmosphere. Changing atmosphere in the city, because when you shake, it's about shaking things up. Every time you change, you're going to get new results and hopefully better.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about that I haven't asked you about?
Well, yeah, one of the issues I really want to take up is increasing homeland security as far as community involvement and education along those lines. I'm the Texas Army State Guard in the Civil Affairs Unit. We respond to hurricanes and other emergencies. And one of the biggest things I've learned is our government, our city government, has some of the best planning in the nation. We have great contingency plans for any emergency. The problem is people aren't aware of it. They don't know how to act when the worst happens. So I think we need to increase efforts on educating the public on our current plans and move that forward. Because when the worst happens, again, we need to move past what can the government do for me, but how can we work together? So when people are educated and know the current plans of the books, they're going to act efficiently and more and accordingly. And I think that'll help avert disasters such as the evacuation from Rita. I think through education could have really made a big difference in that.
Okay. David Goldberg, thank you very much. Good luck in your race.
Well, thank you very much.